Yes, Rural War Room, always spinning the best weirdness for you.
The stuff you've never heard but didn't realize how you could live without having heard it, you know?
That's the one.
Yeah. Sticks in your head and you don't know where else to go to get it.
I'm amazed at the stuff that we find that falls into that crack that is the thing that you were just talking about.
Oh, boy.
I'm Donovan Suit.
I'm Byron Warner. We love unusual music. We love stuff we haven't heard before, and we're more than happy to bring it to you.
That's sort of the whole thing, yeah. We pull it out from under the whatever was hiding it, and then we put it on the turntable, and there it is.
There's a whole world of stuff that we haven't even scratched yet that's gonna just make us dance around and go, yeah.
And if you like follow us online or whatever it takes to do that electro web thing,
yeah,
you can do that too. We are Rural War Room. Hey, here's one.
These exciting days, there are many ways to travel.
Well, our favorite way to travel is what we call soul transportation.
When we were kids, folks called it daydreaming. Some people call it meditation.
It's sort of biofeedback between you and your universe.
You just sort of relax and let your head go where it wants to.
Sometimes repeating a favorite word or mantra will help you get started.
Now slowly come together with a partner.
No matter what position you're in, take a moment to relax. Relax your toes, your legs, back, arms, and fingers. Relax your neck and head.
Just relax. Keep it cool.
We're going to shut our eyes too and tell you what we see.
I see a garden. Everything is green. Plants are growing all around. Best plants I've ever seen. You stretch your body like a growing plant. Keep your eyes shut.
In your soul ship and visit a million different distant stars in 1 second.
they are all one child, made of many children.
Thank you.
Listening to Rural War Room Radio, Our Planet bonus time.
Of course, that was Gall Betty.
Of course it was Gall Betty.
One of the most intense bands on the planet.
Yeah, they're really hard
or
to...
Or maybe not.
Yeah, well, they're, you know...
You heard them doing Baum's World, B-A-U-M apostrophe
Baum,
S.
Like the kind you would put on...
A Baum's Wood, excuse me. Baum, like the guy that wrote the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Baum's Wood, whatever that means.
Yeah. And let's see. That's the... What was
oh,
the cut? What, you didn't write down my cut. What?
I didn't write down your cut.
So
what
now I
got
to remember what the heck
oh,
it was.
Oh, jeez. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, it was good. I'm sure. Whatever it was. It was a while ago because that was
oh,
that.
My. Oh,
and,
my.
And hey, you know what? We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out later. I'm so sorry about that.
Oh, I'm mad now. Let me tell you. Hey, if you like what you hear, we do this for a long time every week, and you can follow us on the Twitter or the Tumblr or Facebook or any of those things that you might like to follow.
I just wanted to say we started off that last little extra bit with DJ Me, DJ You doing... Soul Transportation from that wonderful Bruce Hack Dimension Mix remix project thing.
Yeah.
That they do so well.
Man, DJ Me, DJ You is awesome. I have a double album set of theirs pressed on white vinyl that's just great. I love them. I think they're from L.A. I think. Sounds like it could be. So like I was
Nights
trying to
on
say,
White Vinyl, isn't that the Moody Blues song?
The Bloody Moos.
Yeah, the Bloody Moos.
Hey, we look forward to hearing from you guys online, and we're gonna close this one with
yes.
The Fugs.
Oh boy.
Live from Refuse to Be Burnt Out, live in the 80s. We're going to hear a triple shot.
Uh-oh.
I know. It's not that long. Are you yawning? You're yawning.
Not me.
You're yawning into the microphone.
I don't know why that would be.
At the Fugs. You're going to yawn at the Fugs?
I think they would appreciate that.
We'll talk to you guys online. Here are the Fugs.
So long, everybody.
Lydia had to get some weekends away from her husband, so she told him she worked for the CIA.
told her husband she worked for the CIA.
That lost a night in 81, he visited the Hellfire Club. 6 years later, he wondered if AIDS would come to ruin his Mountain View. Now that he'd settled down, his life was healthy with vitamins and 20-mile hikes. Got the irony to finish life with cancer, when all you sought was peace to ease away the pain. Oh, dip your healing hands inside the healing river, and may those throbbing fears become a pulse of joy. Billy had an OD, Johnny had AIDS, Mary had needle hep, and Tommy was afraid. Dreams of sexual perfection. Dream, dream, dream. The first three things created, an ancient poet sang, were chaos, earth, and eros, eros. I want to be with my truest love, she's my mate for life. I know how to please her, she knows how to please me. She knows my perfect patterns, and I know hers. We're two golden stars that sizzle on the sheets. I'll walk with her through the chaos, from dark till dawn. She's my best friend, chaos and eros. She's my true lover, chaos and eros. She's my mate for life, chaos and eros. She's the one with whom I dream the dreams of sexual perfection. Dream, dream, dream.
Rural
War Room.
Rural
War Room.
The Rural
War Room.
Rural War Room.
Radio.
Rural
War Room.
Radio.
Rural
War Room.
Come in to the Author's Corner. Today, Gina Wurtenberg reads from her book, Building a Culture for Sustainability, People, Planet, and Profits in a New Green Economy.
In a small kitchen in 1846, two brothers-in-law started what became Church and Dwight with one product, baking soda, or sodium bicarbonate. Soon it adopted the iconic Arm & Hammer Vulcan symbol. James had run a mustard and spice business under Vulcan Spice Mills, whose logo incorporated Vulcan, the god of fire in Greek mythology, who fashioned ornaments and arms for the gods. After the symbol, an arm with a hammer clutched in its hand, was placed on baking soda containers, people started asking for the product with the Vulcan on it and have been buying it ever since. From the company's very early days, its concern for the environment has endured. The company introduced the first phosphate-free detergent in 1970 and was the only business sponsor of the inaugural Earth Day that year. Famously, the company's baking soda was used to clean the Statue of Liberty on that historic day. As far back as the 1880s, the company put trading card pictures of birds in every box of baking soda with the inscription, "For the good of all, do not destroy the birds." I'm author Gina Wurtenberg.
Reading from Building a Culture for Sustainability,